Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
Hey everybody, it's Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm Mark Riccadonna, and with me as always,
Richie Byrne.
Your producer, I'll edit. Soldier.
No, we won't.
We always say we're going to edit, and we never do.
Wow.
We've only edited one word in the whole time we've been doing it. Mark said something. I'll tell you.
Very, very inappropriate.
But it was so funny. It's a shame.
That's why we said
it's
it.
It's a shame. Yeah,
I have.
It was funnier than anything I've said. So it's got to come out.
The bar had to be lowered.
Yeah, it had to come out.
And I didn't want to tarnish my reputation as a, you know, child.
Who are we here with?
Yeah, who?
We're here with a very special guest.
Very special.
There's so many levels of why this is a special guest today.
And a special show for us.
Yeah, very exciting.
A lot of the use of the word special. And I'm waiting for some type of punchline after this that's coming.
Oh, keep waiting.
It's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dina Blizzard.
Yes, Dina's in the
so
house.
Exciting.
We are thrilled to have her. Now, the way Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling works is we talk about a drink, and you being the Chardonnay Go woman that you are.
Yes, I love Chardonnay.
What are we drinking today?
So I love my Chardonnay, but I love Chardonnay only because free cases of Chardonnay were coming to my house because of that video. But my real
my
love, free wine is the best one.
By the way, I'm open to free Viagra.
Just have it show up.
So my favorite wine, though, is a wine called Stick Wine. Do you guys know about Stick Wine?
No. I do not.
So it has like a fancy Italian name, but I don't know what it is. It's much easier just to say Stick Wine. And if you go into any liquor store and you go, can you tell me where the Stick Wine is? They'll go, oh, yeah, come on over. It's literally like it's a bottle and there's a little stick on it. And they just tie a little stick to it.
But it's an Italian.
It's an red? Italian. It's a red. They do have it in a white, but the red is superb. And so every bottle has a stick on it.
Okay, gonna get
some Stick Wine.
Yeah, you gotta try the Stick Wine.
Do you have a preference, white or red?
When I was younger, it was white, and now it's far and away red.
Yeah.
I'm a bigger red guy.
You get drunk faster on red.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I love red.
I like white because it's like an upper. Red's like, I'm gonna
white. White, I would think, probably has
white
more
and
sugar.
Cocaine.
I don't know. I just know the red has more alcohol in it.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. That's why I love it. I bathe in it.
Nice. When I went
to... There's a visual.
Is this a...
That's our show!
Good night.
This is a Dina exercise blend. When we were in Spain, Don Jameson introduced me to wine. I just knew red and white. I didn't really know that there were like lots of different kinds, and you can tell different regions have different. And when we were in Spain and Portugal, he was like, oh, we got to go here. They have this Rioja that's really blah, blah. And like, I'm like, all right, whatever. And then he would pull the cork out before we'd go to a show, and he'd go, when we come back from the show, it'll be ready to drink. You got to let it breathe. And I was like, okay.
Breathe.
And then we would like go, like I would take a sip before we left and it just tastes like red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd come back and all of a sudden you'd taste it and be like, tastes like there's like pears and berries. Like you could actually taste
my
stuff.
Wine has never sat for that long, but it's turned into a fruit of some kind.
When
you're bathing in it, it's straight
bottle of mouth.
Somebody asked me once, they're like, so do you have like a collection? And I was like, of what? They're like, a wine collection. I mean, obviously you love it. I was like, there's never any leftovers. Like, where would there be leftovers?
Yeah,
collectibles. It's drinkables.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like me with when they ask, are you going to have a doggy bag? Oh, no, I'm finishing everything.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I think it's hysterical that Don Jameson is a wine connoisseur.
He knows his wine. Mm-hmm.
He knows his wines and his mosh pits.
Hilarious. Nothing like death metal and a bouquet of... But he also knew the differences of the different wine glasses. I always thought it was that one holds more and that one holds less. So I like the one that holds more. He's like, oh no, this one lets the oxygen get in there. And like, he knew what he was talking about. I was like, all right, I just want the alcohol part.
Am I drunk yet?
I think he could have told you anything and you would have believed
that's
him.
That's definitely.
I feel like he would have.
This one has a barky I know.
Dog wine.
This one makes you pee your pants. Oh,
okay. I've had a few of these in my life.
And now, I always think of Merlot goes with Pantera.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Don Jameson, of all people.
He knew his stuff, and then, Craig Gass is on the wagon, so he did not drink with us. Mm-hmm. But he hung with us the whole time and watched us make idiots of each other.
Well, that's got to be tough. I can't imagine quitting drinking.
Oh, why? Why would you?
Yeah. I mean, God bless people who do. Yeah. God bless people who go, yeah, I don't really like to drink. Like, I'm those people I don't understand at all.
I think I grew into it. I was never really a big drinker when I was younger. It wasn't until I'm a kid's drinker.
You've made up for it.
I just, you know, especially like homework. She's like, can you help me with my homework? I'm like, yes, as I pour my glass of wine. I'll help anybody with their homework.
And?
Yeah. There we go.
Along came Tipsy Tuesdays.
And there's Tipsy Tuesday.
That's perfect segue.
Really?
I was helping my kids with my homework, and I thought, why not Facebook Live?
Why not?
Why am I not making fans from this?
Yeah.
Well, we did her show.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
And we had
so
much fun.
Your song was fabulous.
Thank you. I did. I sang on Dina's show. If you haven't seen it, see
it. Good stuff.
It was a Christmas extravaganza. Mark showed up in quite the outfit.
Were you in your jammies?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he was in a onesie.
With a button butt flap.
That's right.
Well, it was in the rider when you sent the
rider. Yes, you are. You're supposed to be in your jams, no bra, and a glass of your favorite something.
Mm-hmm.
So
and we brought, and that was the other thing.
You did.
We brought her the wine that won. That was so strange.
Right, it is. Was it Asti something?
It was Asti Spumante, wasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. When we blind taste test them, and I'm always genuinely surprised as to, because it's never the bougie wines that I pick. You know, well, by bougie, I mean $13. You know, like the cheap wines are $7 and the bougie ones are $13. So
what Dina just said is we brought her a bottle of wine and it was a cheap one.
It was a cheap one.
I like that now that I'm older, it's still the same thing where people have the price with wine. Where when I was in high school, it was like, you know, Milwaukee's best is like $6 for a 12-pack. Let's get that instead of that bougie Budweiser.
The thing watching your show is I thought the three that you picked were the three sponsors of the night, and then you picked the one because it was a blind taste test. And you're like, I'm a cheap date. I'm like, oh, they're not the sponsor.
No. No, we refuse to have sponsors for our show in terms of alcohol because a lot of people listen.
We don't if
we...
anyone's listening. We will take a sponsor.
No wine sponsors. You know why? Because women that are watching are listening. They're like, well, which one is it? How did it taste? What did it... You know, there's just, you know, you go to a liquor store and there's just so many of them. And so when I'm like, no, this is a real, like I had never, like you were saying, there's different kinds of wines. And so every week we pick a different kind. So we do a Chardonnay. Then we did a Malbec, which I had no idea what a Malbec even was.
That's Australian?
I don't even know, but it was
fabulous. Sounds Australian.
Then we had a Moscato.
What, 'cause it sounds like Outback?
Outback, Malbec.
Malbern, Outback, you blend it together, you got Malbec.
But then we had this Moscato, which was like a really sweet wine. I didn't know that it was a sweet wine. I don't like sweet wine, so...
Yeah, I don't either.
So, but there was one that was very mild. The other ones just tasted like candy, and I love candy, but not in my wine. Mm-hmm. So we did a box wine week, so we checked the different box wines. The best box wine is called a Boda Box. And it's super cheap, and you can just put it on your... And they're small. There's, like, the big ones, but they have, like, little small ones that you can take to soccer games.
Oh, like wine coolers.
Vacuum. This is perfect. I feel like I'm at home.
This is...
You guys just started
I have
vacuuming
to say,
during the show?
This is our 20th episode, and we've never had a vacuum go off in the background.
I love it.
Until we have Dina on the show.
I love it. Do you guys want me to
We have sound effects.
And
we're,
like a, home.
It is ironic. And we're
it's
in,
like an 80s radio thing. And like, we're vacuum sound effect.
We're in Joel's bachelor pad, which barely ever.
This is the
sees
public
a
house.
Yeah. Or, public or a woman.
Or a
woman. Well, Richie's been sleeping here,
yes.
So inside joke.
Yes. Yes.
They think I look like a lesbian.
What?
Are we allowed to say this?
An attractive lesbian?
I don't know. They both decided, and it's been. I had someone call me after listening to the podcast, and they go, I don't get the lesbian thing. I don't get it. And I'm like, oh, Joel and Mark think I look like a lesbian.
It's his haircut. He likes it long in the back.
I don't know. But this is their thing.
Okay. Well, I don't see it, if
thank
that
you,
makes
thank
you feel any better.
Thank
I
you. I don't know if I mean thank you. I don't mean to offend lesbians.
Yeah, no. But I think you look very manly.
Thank you. Well,
well, so
now,
second
you didn't
part.
Give us a street joke. Do you have
yeah,
one? Or you?
So the second
mine
part
aren't
is...
really like street jokes. They're like kid jokes, you know, because like I'll go somewhere
kids.
And like a kid will be like, hey, can you tell me a joke? I'm like, no, go away, because none of my jokes are for you. No, but there was a joke when I was little. I remembered it. It was like this guy goes to like the psychiatrist and says, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam. And he goes, calm down, you're too tense.
Right.
That's so stupid. Well, oh, no, I got a dirty one,
because I'm
though.
Like so
well,
in. Well, I'll give you a kid joke first.
Okay, I'll give you a kid joke.
Why didn't the grape marry the watermelon?
Why didn't the grape marry the watermelon? Because they were too juicy? Hold on, they were too big, they were too... I like to try to figure them out, especially if they're kid joke. They're too fruity, he was too fruity. He's too big. He had seeds. He was seedy. He was seedy.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
It's a good kid joke.
All right, I got a kid joke. Right.
Rosie O'Donnell told me that.
What do you call poison ivy on a merry-go-round?
Poison ivy on a merry-go-round.
What do you call poison ivy?
Don't touch it. Don't scratch it. Scratch
red,
it in a circle.
Red, itchy.
Scratch it around. Itchy. What?
Spinach. Shout out to DJ Hazard.
That's actually pretty good.
He wrote that.
I did say itch.
Oh,
I had itch.
I didn't have
and what's your dirty joke? You had a dirty one?
I have a dirty one. Uh-oh. It's one of my favorites from like forever ago. So, all right. So this is mom and she has three little boys and they don't have a lot of money and Thanksgiving is coming up. And she was like, listen, we can't afford a turkey. So we're going to have to go out and we're going to have to shoot the turkey with a BB gun. So that's how we're going to have Thanksgiving. And they're like, all right, sounds good. So she makes the dinner up. And she goes, now listen, I tried to get all the BBs out, but just, you know, make sure you don't eat any of the BBs when you have the turkey, they're fine. So they have their turkey dinner. She's in the kitchen. She's cleaning it up. And the first boy comes running and he's like, mommy, mommy. And she was like, what happened? He goes, I was in the bathroom and I peed a BB. She goes, oh, honey, it's fine. It's just natural. Just passing through. Don't even worry about it. Right. She goes back. She's cleaning it up. And second boy comes in. And same thing. He's like, Mom, I'm so upset. She's like, what happened? Went to bed with my PB. And she goes, honey, totally natural. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. A couple of minutes go by. Third kid comes in. And he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. She goes, I know, honey. You went to the bathroom and you peed a BB. He was like, no, I was jerking off and I shot the dog.
You can tell that to a kid.
One night I told my one girlfriend that joke before I told everybody else. And so as I'm trying to tell the joke to everybody else, she's in the background just going, the dog is dead. He's dead. The dog is dead. I was like, shut up. He's dead.
The joke cock blocker.
The joke blocker.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So do you like when someone gives you a joke after a show?
No.
You don't?
Is anybody?
We discussed that he does.
I do.
You do?
I love it. I love listening to all the...
I think they're funny because they're super dumb, usually.
Yeah.
Do you ever use any of them?
No.
I usually say...
But that's always the advice.
Yeah, you can have that one.
I usually say, if I've heard it, I'm going to... The only way you can tell me, if I heard it, I'm going to stop.
Okay. That's true.
My problem is I can hear the same joke like 8 times in a day, and I'll be like, oh, I didn't even see that coming.
Yeah, like I don't ever use them, but I do enjoy hearing
them. Well, you know what?
I love hearing jokes.
Of senior shows now, mm-hmm. and they love those jokes. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I would refuse to do it. I would just do my act. Mm-hmm. And I was working for this one guy, daytime shows. He's like, I want you to do these Irish shows, but you have to tell some Irish jokes. And I was like, all right, you know, I need the money. And I realized they can't wait for you to tell. Yeah. So, like, I was like, well, get over yourself. If you
want
to be an artist,
go to the
city.
What the people want.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if I'm doing old people shows, I'll tell jokes. And I have some really good ones, mm-hmm. I think, right?
Yeah.
And over the years, I keep collecting them. But a lot of times after the show, old men will come by, I got one for you. I got one. And I never say no then because once in a while, you get a gem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One time, Joe Starr was playing in my hometown and my dad went to the show.
Right.
And Joe told me the story. He goes, I sat at the bar with your father and we went joke for joke. He never backed down. Like, that's the house I grew up in.
That's
like
awesome.
At dinner, there was always jokes.
That's
and
awesome.
So I love hearing them.
That's funny.
The problem is I never, it's like when we talk to Angelo, I'd never retain them. I mean, I don't retain much at all, but...
You don't retain your own jokes, so...
I barely. I'm up there. Wait now, a minute. Do I have two kids? What are their ages?
How long have you been in comedy?
15 years.
15?
15.
Really?
Long, yeah. Yeah, because my daughter, I started doing stand-up right after I had my second baby, and she'll be 16. So,
yeah, you and I started about the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
God, it's so. I feel like I've known both of you longer. It's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, I was around comedy.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah. But I heard your name a lot in the beginning from guys down here. So yeah. Maybe that's why. And then I met you at Saren's thing.
At Saren's, yeah. It's so funny because my son just started doing stand-up. So he.
I saw the pictures.
Oh, that's right.
He won a comedy competition the other night. So he's 18. He's a senior in high school. And you know, besides learning how to tell a joke, you know, there is certain, like, protocol to things, you know? And so one night I had gotten him a 5-minute set on a show that I was doing for Andy. And the night, but he was sick. He had gotten a fever.
For Andy Engel?
For Andy Scarpati.
Oh, yeah,
Andy Scarpati. So he had a fever the whole week, and it was the week of the school play. So he was like popping Tylenol, Motrin.
When was that?
Just a couple weeks ago.
It was an 18-year-old drug problem. Tylenols and juice boxes.
And just juice boxes, right? So he's clearly sick. He's not great. But he'd gotten through the play. The fever had broken, but he still was like achy and not really feeling well. So now it's Sunday, which is this night of the show. And like an hour, I'm getting ready. I'm like, hey, get your stuff together. We got to go, you know, the whole thing. And he was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go. And I was like, what? He goes, you know, I'm really not feeling good, so I'm going to. And my face got on fire. I was like, what are you talking about? Of course you're going to go. It's an hour before the show. So of course we're going to go because you're a comedian and you go on unless your legs are broken and you can't talk, you're going to go on tonight. And like he just, like you, there's comedy classes and I loved my teacher was Joey Callahan from down here and he taught so much about comedy. Joey. And but there's just certain, you know, protocol when it comes to comedy and learning, like show up on time. You're only on for 25 minutes. So if you're late for work, you're an asshole. Like just show up and just so trying to get him to understand. I'm like, you don't do that. Like you're going to go on. You'll sit in a corner and you'll let your fever break. And then you go up and do your 5 minutes and then mommy will drive you home. And it just was
school of hard knocks.
I was like,
Chardonnay, go.
And then I was so mad.
If you want to miss your baseball game, that's one thing. But this pally.
This is show business. And then I was getting so mad. I don't know what he said to him, but he was like, well, you didn't tell me to take my Tylenol on time. Or it's something like
that. He was giving it you.
You didn't tell me to take Tylenol on time. You. And I looked at him, I go, I am not your mother. Yes, I am. But this is your responsibility. I literally screamed, I'm not your mother.
And you know what else you taught him?
So there.
You know what else you taught him, which I think is a problem for a lot of people starting out in comedy, is it's so easy because you're not getting paid to go, I'm not going to go today because you're scared.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. You're nervous and you don't.
That's what it is.
You know, I'm going to, my stomach.
Any reason.
And I love
when people, and you guys both aren't this, which is, I love when people go, my kids, I had a thing with my kid. No. I don't care that you had a thing with your kids. Mm-hmm. You figure it out. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to be at the gig. Go to the gig.
Mm-hmm.
I always know immediately when a young comic's like, yeah, man, you ever need an opener, just give me a call. Then I'm like, okay, we're going to do a show Friday. We'll meet at this time. And then they call like on Thursday, like, I don't know if I can. And I'm like, oh, you're not going to last. Bye. Like, you're not in the business.
Tell the story. Brendan.
Oh, so.
I just recorded an album.
We have a couple minions, as we told you about before the show. And one of the kids is Brendan Donegan. He's from South Jersey. Just
shout out to Brendan.
Shout out to Brendan Donegan.
Over the weekend, last weekend, he didn't have any gigs, and we needed an opener for his album, and it was on St. Patrick's Day. This kid's 25, loves to have fun. He's 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, we need an opener. And I could tell the hesitation.
And it was in Connecticut. It was in Connecticut,
3-hour drive. And he called me back. He goes, I'm in. I was like, that to me told me how serious he was. Because he easily already had plans with his friends to go out drinking all day and booze. And he's Irish.
And he went up and killed.
That's
he nice. Did great. He yeah, really did. Right.
And he said to himself, he goes, well, I said I'm going to do this. Yeah. I got the opportunity to open for Richie for his album taping. I'm either going to do this or I'm not.
Yeah. So, I think that's too. I mean, I think there's so much more than just writing a funny joke. It's just, you know, learning to be around other people. And I said to Dean, I mean, every opportunity, I think, is another time for people to see you and meet people. Like, I remember during those early years that, you know, like, work begets work. Like, if I was at a gig with you and then I ran into Richie and he's like, hey, she's funny, I got this thing coming up. Absolutely. And this and then this and then this. But I don't know that people get that, you know, like when I look at the educational system, you know, like we're like, oh, you take this class, you get this degree, you get this job. And that doesn't exist in comedy. It's mm-hmm. really very, like, very fluid.
I mean, even, and you're saying when you're starting out and you go and someone goes, oh, I can use you. A few years ago, I was just telling you this, a few years ago, Buddy Fitzpatrick, shout out
to Buddy Fitzpatrick,
was you on. Shout out, ding!
That's a great
Every
idea.
Time you do a shout out.
We do a
ding.
Shout out, that's what
that's
we do.
So funny.
But Buddy was on Gotham Live. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, let me go in and watch, let me go show support because Buddy and I are really close. Mm-hmm. So I walked in and Chris Mazzilli was there, the owner of Gotham. We started talking and he goes, hey, man, you want to do the show? And I go, dude, I really didn't come here. Like, I didn't want him to think I showed up to kiss his ass to get on the show. I go, I really just came to see Buddy.
But
blah,
I
blah,
will.
Blah, blah.
No, no, tonight?
I swear
I'll get ready.
He goes,
I got my
goes,
jeans right here.
So does that mean no? Like, he didn't. And 3 weeks later, he called me and put me on the show.
Hey, that's crazy.
And I wasn't even thinking about that. Like, I just was going to see Buddy. So that never ends in this business, is my point.
Yeah.
You never know where you might be. For whatever reason, and someone may go, hey man, can you do this or can you do that?
Kevin
or...
Downey Jr. just, I heard him tell
shout
him
out
young...
to Kevin Downey Jr.
Shout out
ding!
To Kevin Downey Jr. he was telling a young comic, he goes, I learned this from Rick Adana. After the show, you talk to everybody. And I go, you learned that from me? He goes, yeah, you'd go out and talk to people. Next thing you know, you'd come into the green room and go, hey, you want to do this gig with me?
Yeah,
this
you
guy
are.
Just
no, he's
me.
Right. You are amazing.
I love talking to people after the show. And
I know he's the one.
I like the jokes and I like talking to the audience after.
Yeah.
Funny.
I got a couple really great callbacks from people that were like, why don't you do this? And I was like, great idea. I'll take it.
Speaking of why don't you do this, Dia, you're inspirational to us and especially to me. You've created opportunities not only for yourself, but for other people. And I don't know. It's really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Your whole branding is amazing. You do everything. Well, give yourself a little plug.
You took the show. They do Tuesday nights, Tipsy Tuesdays.
So, well, I started out in stand-up first, and then I did some radio and some TV stuff, and then I ended up as a warm-up for many years.
Which we never even got to talk about today.
Yeah, and so I learned so much during my warm-up days. I really credit warm-up.
So have
I really credit my warm-up with really teaching me how to host, teaching me how to just kind of be in the moment and not have to rely on my jokes, but really just
how
to
handle
an
audience.
And how to handle an audience. And so all of those things kind of came together. But I somewhere around the eighth year of my stand-up, I realized that everything I talked about was my kids and my family. And so we wrote this show called One Funny Mother. And it sat
awesome.
In a closet the entire 4 years that I was doing warm-up. And then I decided to quit my job in warm-up and take it back out on the road.
Which you were saying earlier, nobody quits.
Nobody
quits. Like,
it was,
and you were
it
like,
was difficult. It was.
It really is amazing. So I didn't realize that you made a conscious... I'm quitting.
Yeah.
I just figured your last show ended.
No. I had decided the year before that I was quitting, but I just couldn't because another show came up. And
so what you're
Anderson,
saying is R.C. Smith is a hack because he's quitting. And
no, he's not a hack.
Shout out to RC.
ding.
Yeah, you know RC.
No, I think that you know you're going to quit warm up a year before you do it, and then it takes a year for you to actually do it.
Well, really?
That's what I think because you know,
my year's been a while.
Your year's has been a long overdue. Maybe it's longer than a year.
You had a one man show like in your back pocket.
So
that
I did. It was sitting
on.
In a closet in my basement, and so I decided to take it out. We relaunched it, and so we started doing that, but then at the same time we started making videos, and that's really what kind of turned things around. So the first 80 were probably really dumb, and then we did
shout out to Vic DiPetetto.
Vic did his and so we did Chardonnay Go, which was a parody of Pokemon Go, and that had like 24 million views on it. And then we turned that into a board game just recently for wine lovers, moms, and other shameless people. And then this past summer, right before school started, we did the back to school rant at Target, which was me just really pissed about people complaining about school supplies. And then that one got 93 million views on it. And that
and can
one
I tell
just
you that
crazy.
When you invited Axel and I onto your show, mm-hmm. everybody was going to my wife and going, your husband knows Dina Blizzard?
and they knew Mark was in the business.
They knew I was a comedian.
And they were all like, he knows Dina?
So funny.
They didn't even have a clue that you lived down here or anything. They were like,
when I went to your one-woman show at New York Stages.
Right, right, yeah.
In the same theater where I did my variety show.
Uh-huh.
They
that
was surreal to me. But I only did one day. I don't know how you did it for as long as you did it.
Yeah, we did it for 9 months. It was pretty crazy.
But I went to it not knowing. There are regulars who come to TV shows, audience members. Mm-hmm. And they really feel... God bless them. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And when I walked into the theater to see Dina's show, half the theater went, Richie Byrne!
Because
all the regulars, and they were so excited. Like, in their mind, this was the greatest thing, that the guy from Dr. Oz was there to see the woman from Anderson Cooper or whatever the hell. And then after the show, we took a picture together, and they were all around us, like, well, they're taking a picture.
This was like the thing where
it was like Sonny and Cher got back.
It was so funny. I love them.
And I do too. And even when we did Mark and I did your show.
Oh yeah.
They were banging in.
Oh yeah.
And they were coming to Dr. Oz going, we always wanted you and Dina to be together.
And now
you guys are the Luke and Laura of warm up.
It is.
So that was
exciting.
Funny.
It's exciting. And so we're gonna launch some new things just after Easter for Mother's Day. So we're excited about that. And so, you know, we're looking. I just feel like there's a huge hole in the universe for talking about motherhood and making it funny. You know,
well,
I mean,
you
really
definitely make it funny.
Our thing. We try to, because it's not funny.
When people say, oh, women are funny, that's not true. And I cite many names, and you're on the top of that list every time.
So, the board when is the show?
What is it?
When is the show? Give it the plug.
So,
where can they find you on
this
stuff?
The touring show is all over the country. You can go to the website and find it. But Tipsy Tuesday is every Tuesday at 9 Eastern. And we have, on average, about 20,000 people that watch from all over the world.
That's amazing.
And they just get together.
Like 400 to 500 at once.
And it's a bunch of nonsense. I think that's
you have better ratings than TV shows.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, I mean, even we went viral, that back to school video went viral. I had 96 million people on it. And then like the next week I went down to host the prelims for Miss America. And one of the guys from ABC was like, how you doing? I was like, oh, we're doing really well. You know, it's just been busy. So one of our videos went viral and I told him. And he was like, 96 million? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, well, okay. Like maybe they'll get 3 million people to watch Miss America that night. And I was like, yeah, well, good luck. Gonna go drink
if you want, I'll Facebook Live this for
that's
you guys.
Funny. That's another thing we have. She hosts the prelims all week. And now suddenly I do the warm up.
Yeah,
the
Richie
night
dresses
show,
up. Which I think is the warm up.
Well, my favorite part, I walk the runway I tell her, I go, there's never in the history of the Miss America pageant has an overweight 50-year-old man walk the runway. Mm. And I'm going to do that and I want you guys to go crazy.
It's exciting.
And they do, and I cry.
It's a nice show. It's a nice big audience. And they're so excited. And there's so much energy in that room. So
where can we get your board game?
The board game is at chardonnaygo.com or Amazon. And like I said, we're having all new products being released in the next few weeks. So
awesome. So
exciting.
You guys got to pay attention.
So,
and
yeah.
One Funny Mother is your Facebook page, right?
One Funny Mother is our Facebook page. Yep, so you can find us there for Tipsy Tuesday or drinking at a local Target.
And you do
have to find you there too.
For all you stalkers out there.
Ironically, you do have to get out of here because you have to go
I
get your
pick
daughter.
Pick up carpool.
There's
One Funny Mother who's also so busy.
We've been dying to have you on. We're thrilled that you came on. We would love to have you back.
Thanks.
You live down the street. It's not that hard, so there's no real excuse for you not to.
Yeah, fellas. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on.
Again.
This is so exciting.
Thank you, Dina.
Thanks, please.
Dina Blizzard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
That's
okay,
Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Last call. Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.